Of course, we've got Danny and Carrie back up here with us. I want to tell you, you need to go, his story about the proposal is great. You need to go to his website. They have a video of him explaining it at South by Southwest, and they've intercut video from the actual proposal, and it's cute. You need to watch it, and you'll get a big kick out of it. But join me once again in welcoming Carrie Elkins and Danny Schmidt.
Thank you so much.
Now that Ed put us all in this sweet mood with the syrup, we'll rough up the edges a little bit. This one's just sort of the earth telling us, if you don't clean your room and pick up your toys, I'm going to come take them away from you.
If they fill the dirt with water, make them drink. If they fill the dirt with water, make them drink. It's a tar pit like a heart exposed, an empty chest of liquid gold, the slurry of a mom and broken nose. Holy roll. space and time. Keep my children under watchful sight and mindful eyes, saved and known to wander. Holy roller, time and space, a garden bench to borrow. Rest your head and hide your face, for soon the earth shall swallow. So if they take away your children, don't be sad. If they take away your children, don't be sad. 'Cause if all the fruit and all the seeds and all the fish and all the seas are gone, then what's to feed the child's dreams? And tell me what's to feed the child's dreams. Tell me what's to feed a child's dreams.
Thank you.
I played that sad one in the first part of the show, and this one's just a little bit sadder than that other one.
She's a happy girl in real life.
Yeah. I always joke that I'm an October baby, and I'm a Libra, and so are the scales, and this is just my way to get the, you know, the dark stuff out while I lead my life, like, smiling all the time. When the lights are off, I need a man to touch. I need my back to bend. I need a heavy hand. I need a book to write. I need a gentle fight. I need a dang on by. And I need the dog to bite. But I'm alone. I know it's hard for you. I know you know what to do. But I know it's hard for you. Thank you. I'm in a stranger's dress. I'm in a beating chest. I'm in an empty nest. I'm in the bluest note. I'm in a boat alone. I'm a girl that's been thrown, and I'm on the telephone, and I'm crying out.
This is a happy song. It's just a love song about how inevitable love is.
He's a Libra too.
In real life, I'm the miserable one. All them colors but the sky pink blue. Sky picked blue, sky picked blue. And all them lovin's but my love picked you. Love wins again. Love wins again. With rings on her fingers. Love bites when she leans in close. But a toe-to-toe, if the toes start touching, you don't stand a chance. You don't stand a chance, no. Siren's voice, the siren's voice, but ain't love simple when you got no choice? Love wins again. Love wins again. With rings on her fingers. Love bites when she leans in close. But a toe-to-toe, if the toes start touching, you don't stand a chance. You don't stand a chance, no. Sky picked blue, the sky picked blue, the sky picked blue, and all them lovin's
but my love picked you. Love wins again. Love wins again. Love wins again.
Going to do this song. This is actually a song of Danny's, and Danny and I have separate albums over there, and we sing a lot on each other's projects, but we decided this past December to go into the studio together and record a duo record, and it won't be out until the end of May, but I'm going to, the song that I'm about to do is one that we've put on the duo record, and it's one of my favorites of Danny's, and well, I don't know, it feels weird to talk about this on the radio, but I will tell you, radio people, this has nothing to do with you. This has to do with you here. If you get one of each of our albums, you get a free little download of this track and another track, which is the teaser to our new duo record that comes out in May. So I just wanted to tell you that because, well, we have a wedding to pay for.
This tour... The motto of this tour is every CD feeds a cousin.
Yeah. Yeah. We realized that we sort of kept inviting people, and then all of a sudden we were like, oh, good, there's like 320 people coming. That's great. So we have to feed them.
It's perfect, though. The song's about community and how important your friends and your family are and how they really forge your identity.
Yeah.
When I die, let them judge me by my company of friends. Let them know me as the footprints that I've left upon the sand. Let them laugh for all the laughter. Let them cry for laughter's end. And when I die, let them judge me by my company of friends. And when I die, let them toast to all the things that I believe. Let them raise a glass to consciousness, not spill a drop for grief. Let them bubbles rise in midnight, let their tongues get light as thieves. And when I die, let them toast to all the things that I believe. 'Cause I believe in restless hunger, and I So when I die, let them judge me by my company of friends. Let them know me as the footprints that I've left upon the sand. Let them laugh for all the laughter. Let them cry for laughter's end. And when I die, let them judge me by my company of friends.
Thank you so much.
Sorry, one second. Let me get this thing tuned proper. Funny. This song here is a humanist story, sort of interwoven into an Easter tale. Don't be fooled by the church, though. It's about humanism. It's about finding that sort of spark of divinity in people. This will be our last one, and then Ed will come back out here and serenade y'all some more.
Till Easter when the elm tree hit the church. Thank God it fell on Friday, cause at least no one was hurt. There was fear it might delay the second coming of the Lord, cause the stained glass crucifixion wasn't stains upon the floor. Spent a day of cleaning and a day to board the hole where the stained glass once had cast in godly light upon the fold. But come the Sunday service, all the faces now were gray. They commenced to take donations as the faithful knelt to pray. Discovered that the man who'd built the glass was the only man in town who could, and sadly he'd passed. But his father, who was 90, said the tools were in the shed, and he'd kindly try and resurrect the window from the dead. Congregation argued, but the wise ones all rejoiced, cause in the one hand was solution, in the other was no choice. So they gave the man their blessings, and they gave his hand a shake, and they gave him all the coins they had collected on their plate. Till Easter, they'd seen neither hide nor hair. So they came and knocked at supper time in hopes the man was there. But a banging from the basement was about all that they could hear, and curses that might make the devil blush and wash his ears. For
first thing Easter morning into everyone's good grace. The man was up on ladders with the window nailed in place. It was covered in black velvet like a hood or like a veil. He pulled the sheet and there it hung, apocryphal. Had melted jagged, they were crooked like a spine. The glass was rough like hands of man against the hands of time. There was blood stains in the red and there were teardrops in the blue. He said, it may not be the best, but it's the best that I could do. Fell to silence, it was more than just surprise. As the monstrosity of color slid its tongue across their eyes, and they shivered from exposure like babies born again, because in every pane of glass was all the joy and pain of man. There is every fearful smile, there is every joyful tear, there is each and every choice that leads from every there to here. There is every cozy stranger, there is every awkward friend, there is every perfect night that's left initials in the sand. There is every day that's filled so full the weeks would float away. There's all those days spent wondering what to do with all those days. There's every lie that's ever saved the truth from being shamed. Every secret you could ever trust a friend to hide away. There's the fortune of discovering a new face you might adore, and the thrill of coming home to find her clothes upon the floor, and the prideful immortality of children in the home. At the storm can't grind the mountain down, it can only shift the stones. There's everything your mouth says that your lips don't understand, every shape inside your head that you can't carve with your hands, and every slice of glass revealed another slice of life, emblazoned imperfections in a perfect stream of light. It all flooded through the window like rapids made of fire, and then God rode through on sunshine and sat down, 'cause he was tired, he was tired. Thunder and the hardwood settled back into its place. Well, God removed his veil and there were scars across his face. And some folks prayed in reverence and some folks prayed in fear, as all the shades and chaos in the glass became a mirror.
Danny Schmidt and Carrie Elkin. All right. You guys having a good time? You know, Ed's been here many times, as we've said, so he knows how great an audience you always are. But I want you to know that anytime I have artists on it for the first time, which in this case is the case tonight with Carrie and Danny, I always tell them, I say, the Radio Live audiences are the best in the world because they come here to listen to you and listen to you alone. They don't come to talk. They don't come to eat and drink. And usually if I have a new artist on, when I'm doing the warm-up before the show starts, I always tell you all, now don't forget, this is your obligation to behave yourselves and prove me right. Forgot to do that tonight, but you know what? I didn't have to do it because you all are a great audience. So give yourselves a big hand. This is Radio Live, coming to you live from the Museum of Commerce in the historic Pensacola campus. Support for Radio Live comes from the law firm of Clark Partington Hart, with 35 attorneys providing a full range of legal services from offices in Pensacola, Destin, Watercolor, and Tallahassee. You can find them on the web at cphlaw.com. Additionally, accommodations for Radio Live artists are provided by the Hilton Pensacola Beach Golf Front. We love our sponsors, and we thank them so much. And now, once again, because February is the month of love, but it's also the month of Ed Gerhardt, here he is.
It's the same thing, Pat. Oh, thank you. Here's one from my most recent record. This one's called Brothers. Thank you. Nice to see everybody way back over there. Nobody's looking at you, but I know you're there. So, well, thank you for all being here. This one is called Killing the Blues. Thank you. It's always a huge pleasure and an honor for me to get to come back and see all of you here and all my friends, Pat and Enid and Lynn and Tom and Dale and everybody at WUWF. I'm very fortunate that the guitar has made me more friends than enemies, I guess I could say. So thank you all so much for being out here tonight and listening. Thank you so much. Thanks, everybody.
Mr. Ed Gerhardt. Yeah. Okay, Carrie and Danny are coming out now to join Ed for the big final number. But in the meantime, I need to remind you that Radio Live is a production of WUWF Public Media at the University of West Florida. Our technical director and broadcast mixmaster freezing in the van tonight is Dale Regal. Our house sound, as usual, the excellent sound that we always enjoy here in the hall, Mr. Tom Skinner. We had production assistance from Randy Bobbitt today, and our video crew, video director is Rodney Witherspoon. Our videographers are Jonathan Heide, Lynn Marshall, Lindsay Myers, and Mariah Singerman. Our house manager tonight, as always, Trish Allison. And our stage manager, back after being absent last month and making me have to do the job that I dreaded as stage manager, is everyone's favorite Jewish mother, Enid Siskin.
Enid!
This is Pat Crawford reminding you to keep your mind on your driving, your heart on the coast, and your ears on public radio. Good night, everybody.
Once was lost, but now
all very much. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you again. Thank you.